Welcome along to Deep Health Fridays, and this Friday is a little bit different because Georgie and I are going to talk about our experience of van life so far. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. And as Kyle said at the beginning, a little bit different today because we have been now living in our converted Sprinter van for exactly 2 weeks. So we thought, you know what, let's speak about, you know, what we're going through, what's been happening, why we even chose to do this in the first place, and just get you guys up to speed with what's been going on. So Kyle, where should we start?
Well, as you mentioned, it is a little bit surreal doing this recording right now because we are inside of our van.
Yeah.
We'll definitely put a post up on social media to show you what it looks like.
It's pretty cool.
But it's a little bit different to our studio, what it was at home. So it does feel very, very different. We are currently pulled up beautifully by the beach. We're in Rainbow Beach at the minute, so we can see the waves in the background. The breeze is just coming through the back doors, and we're just sat here nice and snug in our brand new podcast studio as well. But I'm feeling fantastic. It's 2 weeks has absolutely flown by, I must say. And, you know, how are you feeling first and foremost as well?
I keep having to pinch myself and be like, wow, like we're actually doing this. This is actually happening, because this has been sort of like 6 months in the making. Now, we had the idea 6 months ago when, you know, we've obviously been away from family. When COVID hit, we knew we couldn't travel for a while, and travel is in my blood. Like, since I was 19, you know, I left home, I went to live in Greece and France, and then moved to Australia. I love exploring. It's just something that has always been a huge, huge passion of mine. And the idea of not being able to go abroad or go and see family, that was really challenging for me. So I thought, well, do you know what? Why not, you know, do up a van? Because I think the reason why we did that was because we wanted it the way we wanted it. Like, there were certain things that we wanted to fit in. For example, our bikes. You know, we knew what kind of like style we wanted. So we really wanted to custom make it to us and our lifestyle and what we wanted, which is why we decided to convert as opposed to just, you know, buy a ready done van. And yeah, so now that we're here, and it's been a journey getting here, obviously things didn't go smoothly. Like, you know, you're turning a van into a home on wheels. There's going to be problems along the way. Like, you know, just figuring where stuff's going to go, like the shelving. Like, the first time we drove it off, all of our pots and pans fell out the drawers because we hadn't had, didn't have strong magnets on it. There's been a few things break, but I can honestly say that our life is just enhanced so much. And I came into this with zero expectations. I thought, you know what, just, you know, this Instagram, you know, paints this picture of, you know, beaches and this wonderful lifestyle. And I kind of knew going into it that there would be a few things that perhaps we would find more challenging. And I'll definitely go into those today, because, you know, there certainly has been a couple of things. Like, well, for one, obviously you're in a small space. So Kai and I have bumped our heads multiple times.
Many times.
You know, and things just take a little bit longer. Like, for example, making the bed. You know, that's a bit more of a process. You know, thinking about laundry. You know, making sure that we've got water in our tank. Like, we rocked up at a campsite a couple of days ago and we forgot to fill up our water tanks. You know, emptying the toilet. You know, things like this. So it's not all glam. It's definitely not like this, oh, you know, you just constantly pulled up by a beach and you're chilling out. Like, there are things that you need to be on top of. But it's a very freeing experience. And moving out of our house and really being quite brutal, actually, of what we needed. And, you know, taking some things to the charity shop, giving some things away. It was a really nice experience. And I just feel like we've definitely downsized but upgraded our life, because the experiences I think that we've had over the last couple of weeks have been incredible, and I will never take this for granted because it has been 10 years in the making. It's, you know, I arrived in Australia 10 years ago with a rucksack and $100, you know, so it hasn't just been, this hasn't just happened overnight. And if you're listening to this right now and you're interested in this lifestyle and you're thinking, yeah, that looks amazing, I'd love to do it, 100% you've got to do it. But it might not be something that you do next month or even next year. It might be a process. It might be, okay, well, what kind of van do I want? What kind of lifestyle do I want? Do I want to travel and work on the road? Or do I just want to save up enough money and then go traveling for a year? Like, you know, one thing I will say is day to day, there's no structure or routine. So you have to be very self-motivated. Like even today, recording this podcast, you know, we were like, right, we haven't done a podcast in 2 weeks. You know, and we wanted to do a podcast. It wasn't that we didn't want to, but it's just because every day is different. Every day is new. So it's finding some kind of like routine and structure when there is none, you know. So babbled on a bit there. But overall, I can say like I just feel just so happy. Just this deep sense of calm
and it's been beautiful, beautiful to see us both come alive in this journey. I want to just pull it back slightly and ask you something, because you said at the beginning that we were sure that we wanted to have a sprinter van because we knew what we wanted to fit inside of it. Because we did speak about potentially towing a caravan, but that wasn't going to come to fruition because we didn't have enough towing capacity. Were we going to Airbnb our places around Australia? We weren't too sure. And then we thought, no, we got super clear on what we wanted. And that's a really important step in any part of your life. Because as Georgie mentioned, van life is not for everybody. Definitely not for everybody. Tiny living might not be for everybody. But it's getting clear on what you want. So I want you to speak to that quickly, Georgie, in terms of how did we actually get clear and make the decision to one start van life, but also why did we make the decision to, you know, and how did we get clear on what we wanted?
Yeah. Well, again, this hasn't just been something that's happened overnight. I think for the last 5 years, we've been working on ourselves. I think the first step in making any big life decision is really knowing who you are, you know, and what lights you up and what kind of experiences that you want, and not look to others for, you know, to compare yourself, because it's really all comes down to self-awareness. You know, what are your values, right? So, you know, if your values are certainty and family and community, perhaps this lifestyle is not going to be for you. But for Carl and I, you know, some of our top values are health, freedom, growth. You know, so this lifestyle suits our values and we're living in alignment, which is why I think we feel so happy and content at the moment, because we are in alignment. So I think the first step in knowing and getting to what you want and designing the life of your dreams is understanding who you are. And that's why I'm so passionate, especially in our Mind Body to Lead program, that one of the first modules I speak about is self-awareness. Because if you don't know who you are and what lights you up, you will pursue things and chase things that will give you no fulfillment. And you might chase somebody else's idea of success and not your own. And I think that's what I did for a long, long time of my life. You know, throughout my 20s, I was, you know, chasing the money, chasing, you know, buying the houses and everything that society says you need in order to be happy and successful. But actually, when I spent more time with myself, when I turned to things like meditation, became more mindful, listened to my intuition, I realized that that actually doesn't make me happy. And actually, I'm quite a simple person, really. Like, I like being in nature. I like, you know, experiencing new things. And that's what makes my soul happy. And I just see far too many people, and again, I used to do this, pursue things that really isn't what they should be pursuing, because deep down it's not making them happy. And life is short, it is precious. And I think the bravest thing you can do in life is live a life that's true to you. And I think that's what we are doing at the moment. And hopefully by doing this, inspiring others to look at their lives and really self-reflect and go, you know, is this what I want? Am I happy right now? You know, is this, you know, if I died tomorrow, if I was on my deathbed tomorrow, would I be happy with how my life has been up until this point, or would I have regrets? Mm. And that's my ultimate fear, is living life with regret, which is hence why we're sat here now speaking to you in our van doing this. So yeah, that would be my encouragement. Get to know you, get clear on what makes you happy. What do you want? How do you want your life to be? And then who do you need to become in order to make that happen?
Yeah, so let's run quickly over the questions that people can ask themselves in order to find themselves. So what makes you happy? Now, what if somebody doesn't, if somebody had an answer of, well, I don't know what makes me happy. Like how do you find what makes you happy?
Again, self-awareness. I'm going to sound like a broken record, because if you're not connected to yourself, you'll never know. You need to be connected to your feelings. Like, you know, ask yourself multiple times a day, am I at ease in this moment? Am I feeling joy in this moment? Constantly ask yourself, how am I feeling in this moment? And just notice what's coming up. You know, if you're commuting to work and you're angry and you're stressed and you're frustrated all the time, well, perhaps that's something you need to look at. Whereas, you know, if you're spending time with your family, or you're writing, or you're playing music, or you're drawing, or whatever, like, fill your life with more of that. So yeah, I think it's tapping into yourself. It's getting to know you more. Like, you know, you won't understand what makes you happy until you really understand and connect more with yourself. Wouldn't you agree with that?
No, I completely agree with you 100%. And I think it can be challenging. Like, obviously, it's very, very challenging for people. And it's challenging for people because it's quite confronting.
Mm.
It's confronting when you maybe realize that you're not happy, or you're not living a life true to you. So what were the steps? Obviously, like you said at the beginning, Georgia, you came to Australia with $100 and a rucksack. And I quickly very much followed you out here, following my
Get
heart.
Get out here, it's amazing.
And, you know, this has been essentially, I guess, 10 years in the making, but it also hasn't been like a straight line or If you think about a graph, because I like to think analytically, you know, in the journey of life so far, it hasn't gone from like down the bottom left corner up to the top right corner.
Mm.
It's in a straight, smooth line. It's gone up times, it's gone down times, and it definitely has. It's kind of zigzagged all the way to where we are. And how do people? So once they know what they want, what were the steps, I guess, that you personally took, or that we took, that helped us to get to this point right now as well? Like, what steps can people take? Mm. Practical steps.
Well, obviously, I think, you know, if you want to change your lifestyle, I think it's like working out, you know, what do you need, and how much do you need to live? And, you know, obviously, like, we live in a world where, you know, finances, like, we've got to, you know, we can't just all sit
there. When we speak about that in the program, financial health.
Yeah, correct. And I think that, you know, but I do also think that people do probably, you know, waste a lot of money, maybe, you know, like, I mean, when I used to work in corporate, I used to watch people buy 3 coffees a day, you know, breakfast, lunch, snacks. And I thought every day they're spending close to $100. You know, like, that's a lot of money.
It's $500 a week.
Correct. You know, that $500 a week, you know, what could that be spent on? You know, could it be invested? Could it be saved? You know, like, I think it's sitting down and, you know, asking yourself these big questions of, you know, okay, where are we spending our money? You know, where could we perhaps, you know, tighten up for a little bit, you know? And then it's just, honestly, I think it's backing yourself. It's having the belief and the courage to take some risks as well. Like, for example, like, when I left my recruitment job and we had started Flive, like, that was a huge risk, our first business. And ultimately, you know, it did fail. Mm. But we failed forward because then we started Seed Solutions, you know, our recruitment company. And then from Seed Solutions, we started Mind Body to Lead. And, you know, I think, like, sometimes you've got to put yourself out of your comfort zone. You've got to go, okay, right, if I'm not happy now, well, if I just stay doing exactly what I'm doing now, nothing's going to change. And ultimately, that is insanity, isn't it? That's the definition of insanity, just continue to do the same things and expecting change. So something's got to change. Like, you know, there's going to be a wake-up call. You know, something's going to happen. And instead of going, why is this happening to me? What a fantastic thing. Because sometimes we need that shake. We need that universe to go, boom, hello, wake up. you know, for us to get that jolt to go, right, I need to change something now. And also future, you know, put fast forward yourself in 10 years time and ask yourself the question, if I'm doing exactly what I'm doing now, am I going to be happy? Is this path leading me to fulfillment? And when I looked at my life from that way, when I was in corporate 5 years ago, I realized, no, God, I do not want to be in this job 10 years from now. I do not want to be living where we're living 10 years from now. Like, I didn't want any of it. And that was a really quite a shocking thing, a confronting thing to realize. But from there, it's like, okay, cool. Well, something's got to change. We actually then got business coaching. So we got coaching and, you know, we looked for people, okay, well, who has got the lifestyle and the things that we want? Okay, cool. What can we learn from them? And we had a few mentors for a while, you know, like you don't think you've got to do it all on your own. So we did, we sought help. We continued, you know, we turned off the TV at night and read, you know, every single bit of time that I had to learn and to grow and to develop myself, I took it. So I think that's really, really key of just continuing to learn and develop your skills and, yeah, look for inspiration in people who are living the lifestyle that you want to live and think, okay, what do they do? How do they get to where they are? What steps did they take? You know, all the answers are out there. Mm. You know, success leaves clues.
And it's actually our tagline for Mind Body to Lead, which is take back control and live the life you were destined to lead.
Yeah.
And that's really what you were just saying there, Georgie, made me think of that because it's taking back that control and it's going, no, hang on a second. Is it society pulling me one way? Is it my family pulling me one way? Is it my friends pulling me one way? Is it my spouse pulling me one way? Is it my environment pulling me one way? Are you being tugged in different directions? And actually, as Georgie mentioned, coming back to you, what do you want? What do you, what lights you up? What makes you happy? Mm-hmm. And it's starting at that foundation. So yeah.
I also just want to say this as well. This book really profoundly changed my life. It's called The Five Regrets of the Dying. I think I've mentioned this in previous episodes, but the biggest regret that people had on their deathbed was, I wish I lived a life true to myself and not what others expected of me. So when I read that, I was like, wow, am I living a life that's true to me or am I living a life to please others? Because if you are constantly putting other people before yourself and before your own needs, that is going to lead to a very unhappy and unfulfilled life. Now, I'm not saying you've got to become selfish, but I'm just saying that, you know, if you're not happy, you can't make others happy. Okay, so that's really, really key. But
I would say that one more time because that's really big. If you're not happy,
you can't make others happy, you know, like, and I know, like, you know, I'm not, you know, I like to think I am a pretty positive person a lot of the time, but I have my moments. Of course I do. And when I have my moments, I know, okay, cool. Especially now living in the van, you know, Carl and I, like, you know, we said before we jumped into the van, maybe we'll do another episode of how our relationship's going to work, living in a small space. But I said to him, our pact was, if one of us is waking up and we just feel, you know, those days you sometimes feel off or your energy's not completely like up there, take yourself away, go for a walk, jump in the ocean, but do not bring that energy into my space or to your space because that is not good.
Well, let's talk about one moment. And there's one moment that comes to my mind in this thing, and it was the door and our experience so far with the van life and the door. And how it didn't. Our door at the minute, we need to get it slightly fixed. So we've got a step that comes out. And sometimes the step doesn't fully retract when the door goes back in. You have to really slam the door quite hard. And the issue with it is if you shut the door, sometimes the step doesn't go fully in. And then the door actually won't open. And the only way to shut the door is kind of giving it a bit of a twerk, a bit of a bum jolt at the back and it just wasn't closing. And I said, I know, and I felt my energy was not in a good place. I was disappointed a little bit. I was angry. I was a bit upset. And I just said to Georgie, just give me a moment. And I went to sit in the driver's seat and just take a couple of breaths. And I came out better, positive. And I got there's got to be a solution to this. But I took myself out of the situation rather than getting really angry at Georgie and shouting at you. And, you know, I was feeling that frustration and that was okay because it was a very frustrating moment.
We literally couldn't get back into our van.
We couldn't get back in the van. And I was, maybe there's a little bit of fear as well with that. So I took myself out of that situation, and I'd like to think that I came back into the situation, and we did fix it. I moved the van, I gave it a good bum twerk, and we got back in, and we haven't made that mistake since. We shut the door properly, touch wood, since then.
Yeah, but point being in all of that is that, again, Kyle was self-aware enough to know that his energy had changed, and that if he stayed close to me at that time, maybe he would have snapped at me. And that's not good. So yeah, we'll probably do another episode about, you know, relationship, because we're getting quite a few questions come through about that. But look, guys, I could sit here all day and speak about this, you know, and share our experiences and why we've done this. But ultimately, I just want to leave you this, like, if you have a dream, if you have a desire, if you have something burning inside of you that you want to do, you have to do it. You absolutely have to do it. You have to take the steps, because life is short. It's precious. And I just want all of our listeners to be living an incredible life. And I know what it feels like to not be living in alignment, to not be happy, to be riddled with anxiety. I've been there, and it's just not a good way to live. It's not an existence. So what can I say about living in van life for 2 weeks? I just feel like I'm living in alignment. I feel like every day I wake up with excitement, you know, and I just with such a grateful heart, you know. But like I said, it has been 10 years in the making. It has taken a long time to get here. And that's why I'm appreciating it even more so, because it hasn't been something that's just happened overnight. It's been a journey, and it's just been a journey. It's been choices. It's been decisions that have been made along the way. It's been trusting ourselves, backing ourselves, pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone, constantly learning and growing and developing ourselves, learning who we are, what we want, what kind of lifestyle we want, what's important to us, our values, all of these things, they all matter. Like, it's so key to know who you are in life. So, so key. So yeah, anything you want to add, Kyle, to the podcast today?
No, you've absolutely nailed it. You've absolutely nailed it.
On a tangent.
And this really is just an extension of the types of conversations, I guess, that we have when the microphones aren't in front of us. And we were sat yesterday talking, and I just thought, this really does need to go. You know, what's coming out of your wise lungs and mouth needs to be heard by a lot of people. So look, I really hope, and I know you would have got so much from this little mini episode, and we would be so grateful if you was to share this episode with one person, share it on your socials, tag us, reach out to us, and let us know what you thought of this episode as well, because we are, as you can tell, extremely passionate about helping people discover themselves, really taking back control and living the life that they were destined to lead, and living a life true to themselves so that they never ever feel like they're living with regret. So I hope you've had a wonderful listen. You've had a beautiful walking the dog, at the gym, wherever you're listening to this podcast. Have a phenomenal day, and we will see you in the next episode.
Speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.